from the Miracle City of the Great Southwest, Phoenix, Arizona. We're here to see if another miracle can be perpetrated in the desert just over that ridge, as CBS Sports presents live the United States Auto Club's final race of the year at the Phoenix International Raceway. It's the Phoenix 150. Hello, I'm Ken Squire with my sidekick, old David Hole-in-the-Wall Hobbs. Oh, my heart. Looks like you've had some hair-raising experiences since the last time we saw it.
Well, partner, that's what racing does for you. And this afternoon's going to be no exception. Some real hair-raising maneuvering going to be out on the track today. On the front row, Tom Sneaver, fired by his current team when he's almost sure to be second. Two-time national champion, out to prove even to himself that he could win a race. And alongside him, Danny Ongaya, seventh time on the pole, five races already won, nearly 800 laps led, out to prove that maybe the point scoring system in USAC just needs a little bit of modifying.
Only one man in history previously has ever won the national title without winning a race. That was in 1958 when the Tinley Park Express, Tony Bettenhausen, right here at Phoenix, defeated George Amick and Johnny Thompson. He finished second to Judge Larson in that last race of the season. And we're going to see today if Sneva can hold on to win the crown over a hard-charging Al Unser, who won the Triple Crown of Racing. Brock Yates earlier talked to the two men who are up for the crown.
We are at race 18 of the USAC National Championship Trail. It is literally trail's end, especially for these two men. Tom Sneva, defending national champion. Al Unser, the man who has the only chance of overtaking him for the title. Al, you've got 3 500-mile victories under your belt, but not a whole lot more. You've got to do it this afternoon. How can you do that?
Well, it's going to be hard. In other words, for me to win the race and Tom fall out is a chance that, you don't even want to talk about. All he has to do is finish, and he's got it wrapped up.
Tom, what are you going to do? You've got to finish at least 11th, is that right? And Al's got to drop out to win this thing.
I think that's right, but, we're coming into this race with the intentions of winning, just like we have every race throughout the season. Sometimes between races, they make a big thing out of the national championship, which is important, and you can't help but think about it between races. But once the green flag drops, our intent is to win, and that's the name of the game.
Al Unser versus Tom Sneva for the national crown. The field is away in the preparatory laps, and we'll take the starting lineup right after this. Today's race, they're coming down to take the green flag for 150 miles right now. It'll be Bobby Unser and Spike Gilhausen in row 4, John Cock and Al Unser in row 5. Here they come for the start on the mile. Green flag is out. And as they hurdle into turn number 1, Black Beauty, Danny Ongaias fires up. He goes for the lead. Sneva on the outside, who has not won a race this year, is in second place. You're watching live the action at Phoenix. And here's Sneva really closing up on Ongaias as they move into turns 3 and 4 for the first time. A D-shaped track here at Phoenix, Arizona. In third would be Rutherford. Fourth, Concho Carter. Fifth, A.J. Foyt. Foyt moving up one spot in the first lap. Back they go to turn 2. Johnny Parsons, not starting today, crashed severely. Punched his car up in yesterday's practice period. So Johnny Parsons, who banged up a foot, he did not break it, but he was limping after the incident, is not in today's race. Here's Ongaias out in front, David.
Well, there's Danny Ongaias, just led his 800th lap of the 1978 season. Vastly more than anybody else. What a fantastic effort. And he's pulling away just slightly from Tom Sneva, who's hanging on really well at the moment.
The Ted Field entrant, number 25, seeking its 6th victory of the season. Have to go back to when A.J. had that great season and won 10 races, or Al Unser won 7, to find a season like Ongaias. Second spot, Sneva. Third spot, Rutherford. Fourth, continue. We have one car pulling down on pit road. Number 17, Simon, who we saw in Brands Hatch in and out of the pits all day, starts this last race live here from Phoenix, Arizona, with problems in La Machine.
Yeah, he had engine. You can hear it running past here. This is not running quite right at all.
And we have another car getting set to pit. That would be car number 98. That would be Gary Bettenhausen bringing his car on pit road. Foyt is in fifth. Mario Andretti is in the 6th position. 4 laps down, and there you see Gary Bettenhausen, whose father, Tony Bettenhausen, was twice national champion. And here is Dick Simon back in the pits. He had a fuel pickup problem at Brands Hatch, England when last we saw him, and he's out of the race. An eviction notice for Dick Simon. He's through for the afternoon and is the first retiree from the 22 starters in the event.
That's pretty depressing that early in the race to have things go wrong. I know the feeling well, and it's one of those feelings you can really do without.
The leader covering this mile in 25 and 82 one-hundredths of a second.
Johnny Rutherford starting to make a move on Tom Stever. Rutherford going very well in that McLaren this afternoon. And, in fact, in qualifying yesterday.
As they come around, they will complete six laps this time. Carter looking very good. Boyd, in the final practice this morning, had the quick time of the day. Bettenhausen out of the race. Simon out of the race. 20 cars remaining in competition. Boyd in fourth and ready. Boyd in fifth and ready in sixth. Bobby Unser is in seventh. In eighth is Gilhausen. Ninth, Al Unser. He's moved up one spot. Gordon Johncock back in tenth. Your battle for second place, right behind the Ungaya's car.
Rutherford seems to be able to take just a slightly lower line than Tom Stever. He can hang it really or hold it down low on the banking. Could be a help.
First retiree from the race is standing by with Brock Yates.
Ken, I've got Dick Simon with me. He's the first man out. Dick, what was the problem?
Well, Brock, it's a shame. One of the 10 million, one items out of 10 million that could go wrong and never goes wrong is we blew a spark plug right out of the hole. I can't believe it. The car was running well, handling well. I started to move up very rapidly, and it just blew the plug right out.
Early end of the afternoon for Dick Simon. Out very quickly. Up to you, Ken.
Danny Ungaya is continuing to lead as he comes off the corner and punches in at Giant Turbo. It's just like putting a cattle prod in the back of the seat, David.
Yeah, these cars in race trim will be giving over 800 horsepower, Ken, and as you can imagine, rushing around at 1 mile over in 25 seconds is pretty impressive. Johnny Rutherford is giving Tom Stever a really hard time for that second position. And right behind him is Pancho Carter, who just a year ago, this race, had that terrible accident here on pit straight and bashed himself and broke himself up really, really badly. And he's made a magnificent recovery.
Probably limped for life out of it. He's driving the Fletcher car out of Phoenix, the red number eight, which is now in fourth position. Fifth, still Foyt. Then comes Andretti in sixth. And we learned something interesting from Mario Andretti we'll get to later. There had been word out, published all over, that this would be his last USAC race. Not true. He'll be back next year.
There's Rutherford. I'm sorry. There is Foyt making a move on Pancho Carter.
Foyt was very, very quick this morning. Carter coming off that corner high and down the main straightaway. Trying to gather up some ground. AJ with the Farnelli car.
Old AJ Foyt's quick any morning and most afternoons as well. He really is an amazing man.
He's already won two races this year, including that first event in Great Britain at Silverstone in the wet.
Quick into that turn three, there's no doubt about it. That's where he's making a lot of time.
That turn three is the quick turn on this track. If you can get through there, you can really gain time. It is a deep, deep track, and turn three really tightens up on you. Down they go into turn number one. Ungaya's has built up a lead, but he doesn't run away from the field now. He simply sustains the advantage of about a second and a half over the second place runner. Earlier, we had an opportunity to talk with Danny Ungaya's as we see him here in traffic for the first time today, recounting this year what he thought of the USAC.
The USAC has been in existence for a long time, you know, and they've decided a lot of championships by that method. And when we came in, we were we understood the rules. I suppose I'll have to learn to lead less laps and not win any races. I can win the championship.
Of course, he's referring there to the fact that he's won six races, but the point system in USAC is on miles per race. And of course, the 500 miles carry a lot more points than these short races.
2 points per mile. Still in front is Ungaya's. And wheeling down the back straightaway now, we may have a change of positions. It's Rutherford trying to pick up one spot as they move around. We have another car coming in very slowly. George Snyder is bringing his car in. Let's go to Brock Yates in the pits with Bettenhausen.
Ken, I've got Gary Bettenhauser with me, another early retiree. Gary, what was the problem?
Well, I believe we've got a cracked block, and what it's doing is blowing all of the water out of the engine right onto my back, and that's a little uncomfortable.
A little cozy in there. You know, you've had a bad, very unlucky season, a lot of breakdowns. Everybody knows you're a quality race driver. You're ready to win, I know. What do you do to look forward to next season? This is the last of a bad series of races. Where are you going to go from here?
Well, we plan on building two new cars for next year, and we'll have a new V8 engine, and we hope that will kind of put us back into contention with the top runners.
Good. From here, back to you, Ken.
Danny Angais is out in front. Tom Sneva still sustained in second place, with Johnny Rutherford now in third. Pancho Carter has dropped into the fourth position. George Snyder has just become the third retiree. He falls out in the 16th lap. There is your leader, Danny Angais, out in front as he continues to spin that old black magic that he spins so beautifully in the Tedfield Interscope car. Sneva second, Johnny Rutherford third. Out from beneath him, here he comes through the corner, and the groove is very narrow today. And there is Kinser, one of the leader card machines, spinning right toward the camera, David.
Yeah, he opened up the groove there, didn't he? He had the decency to do that. He made some black lines on the track for them all to follow.
Very narrow course, even though it seems to be a wide track. The groove here, because of the sand that blows in off the desert, makes it where if you miss by a foot, you might as well miss by a mile.
I noticed yesterday a tremendous amount of sand coming from under the wheels of these cars during practice and qualifying. And of course, as the race progresses, that gets worse.
Jerry Sneva crashed his car yesterday, as well as Johnny Parsons, not starting today. We're still under caution and will be for another lap or two. Angais still in front here as we give you live coverage from Phoenix. I don't know if that's Marshall Dillon or Teddy Roosevelt up there on the hill, watching as we get set for the restart with the 22nd lap about to be completed under yellow, and then they'll be going to green with Danny Angais on the point. Tom Sneva second, Rutherford in third, green is on. And A.J. Foyt makes a charge. Foyt going into turn number one, trying to get down on the inside as there's three cars battling back in the fourth position. Angais squirts out in front another time. Kicks in 700 horsepower and scoops along at over 160 miles per hour. Sneva hangs tough with him.
We saw a lot of action then. Tom Sneva is really going well this afternoon, but as I said earlier, there's Mario Andretti. He's taken AJ Foyt. He's moved up a place in that first lap. Jiggery boo. Sneva determined to win this race.
Andretti, who's won one race this year, giving his lifetime career now at 33. USAC wins.
And there's Mario Andretti pulling away from AJ Foyt, having got round him. Now all he's got to do is pull round Pancho Carter, and he'll be right up with that leading trio.
Leader Angais, and there you see Sneva right behind him by about 10 car lengths into turn number one, working the 25th lap now. Angais, so smooth, so quick. Why is he so much faster than anybody else out here?
I don't really know. It's the same in the IMSA series that he and I race together. He's by far the quickest in the Porsches, and he just shows tremendous what we call car control. He gets the car all sideways but manages to gather it up, and he can keep on doing that, and that makes him fast.
Earlier today, Angais had trouble in practice. He ran over the rhubarb up in turn number two, and they had to change the nose. Phil Casey made some adjustments on the car after this morning's practice, but it hasn't bothered that car a tad.
No, well, I just happened to be watching that incident this morning, and that's what I meant by car control. Coming off two, he was trying to get around McCluskey, got the car hopelessly sideways. Most people were stuck it in the Armco. He collected it up and just drove onto the grass. A very minor mishap.
There will be two pit stops in this race. Now, here's the situation in the national standings. Sneva has to finish in the top 10 and pretty much sew it up today. That's all it will take. Al Unser would have to win the race. He can't settle for second. There are 300 points, 2 points per mile, 150-mile race. He has to win it, and Sneva has to finish out of the top 10 to put Al Unser in the crowd. But don't say it can't happen, because in 1976... Gordon Johncock defeated Johnny Rutherford right here at Phoenix in a somewhat similar situation.
Yeah, it was very similar. The points gap wasn't quite as wide, but as you say, it was a very similar set of circumstances. It could happen.
It was an upset. 76, Johncock over Rutherford. It happened here. It could happen today. Right now, Johnny Rutherford is flying through the field, the leader on the last lap at 25 and 93 100 seconds, which is a speed of about 142 2 miles per hour, 142.012. Sheldon Kincser coming by very slowly. He spun earlier, and now his car just meanders down the main straightaway, limping a little here.
There we see Johnny Rutherford still snapping at the heels of Tom Sneva. Behind him, Pancho Carter and Mario Andretti.
Carter, who's racing on his home track more or less. The fans here love it. They love any comeback driver in the United States Auto Club. And certainly Carter has the true grit to be called a comeback driver after that horrible crash he had here. Broke his legs, his pelvis. Here he is out here running magnificently all season and staying right with the very best as we complete 29, working on the 30th lap at the present time. On Gaius at about 138.996 in his last lap. Car number 25. The traffic. Here is turn 4. I'm watching one car come in slowly. And there are the cars battling now. Cars 1 and 4, Sneva and Rutherford. That is the second place battle just behind Danny Ungaius. And Ungaius continues to trip and traipse out in front, continuing to build up a lead, checking the interval. And we see it now at 2 1/10 seconds between Ungaius in first and this battle for second place. Sneva in the Penske PC6 automobile fighting off the McLaren of Johnny Rutherford as they steam down the backstretch.
They sure are steaming down. There's a lot of combined horsepower out there. Little 1 mile oval track here at Phoenix.
When you kick in the boost here, you really feel like you have a cattle prod in the seat of your pants, David.
Any turbocharged car is the most amazing thing to drive. As I say, Danny and I drive in the IMSA series, and they're all turbocharged cars, and boy, when they come on, they really come on. And of course, these have got even more power running on alcohol, of course, not gasoline.
The difference in horsepower between coming out of that corner and when that boost kicks in.
Well, it's probably a difference of about 200 horsepower, 250.
Danny Ungaius threatening to win his sixth race of the year with Sneva trying to take the national title. Johnny Rutherford driving third, and Pancho Carter is in fourth as we bring it to you live from Phoenix.
Yeah, Mario Andretti, the current world champion, making a very determined effort now on that fourth place car.
Pancho in fourth, Mario Andretti in fifth, down the back straightaway. Working the 37th lap, here's Andretti tucking to the inside. Carter in that Fletcher car really running well. Here at Phoenix, right in this main straightaway, right there is where he crashed at over 160 miles per hour and was so badly hurt. November, they said he wouldn't race for a year. That Carter, incredible kid. His half-brother, Johnny Parsons, again, if you're just joining us, crashed yesterday in practice. Car badly abused. Johnny's okay. There's Carter. And he has his hands full. Meanwhile, the second-place battle continues to heat up behind on Gaius. Traffic heavy on a mile track. 22 starters, 3 retirees thus far. Simon, Bettenhausen, Snyder have bitten the dust of Phoenix. Sneva in second. Johnny Rutherford running in third. Ungaius is trapped. He is caught in traffic. He is slowed down, and the others have gathered up behind him. Bagley up there high around Todd Gibson. And that big lead that Ungaius enjoyed evaporates. Lead car, Ungaius, but it's almost no lead. He's trying to pull away again. But right behind comes Sneva.
As I said before, Tom Sneva is really, really desperate to win this race because he has yet to win a race in the 1978 season, although he's clearly leading the championship table. And he wants to prove that he can win a race, I think, as much to himself as anybody else. Really heavy through that turn 4. Great shot of the traffic there. You can see these guys trying to weave their way through the slower traffic. Slower being a pretty relative term here, of course, because even the slow guys are averaging 130 and the fast ones 140.
The interval between first and last was a matter of about 2 seconds today, which is about, 11 miles per hour from front to rear. Big field turnout for this starting. McCluskey bought the Warner Hodgson car, the 22nd starter. Leader is Danny Ungaius.
Managing to pull away again from Tom Sneva.
We're getting a chance to check the lap off on Danny Ungaius. Remember, this is a mile track. Here he is into turn 3, clipping off the laps. Danny Ungaius comes back to the line. 26 2/10 seconds.
137.404 miles an hour, enough to make any state trooper's eyes really light up. Wouldn't they have a field day out here?
Yeah.
Would you like to say hello to any of the state troopers up in New York that you met at Watkins Park?
Well, I do know quite a few state troopers in New York.
Here is Ungaius out in front of you. You can see the second place car just clearing the fourth turn now. Tom Sneva trying to become the national champion for the second year in a row. Last man to do it, Joe Leonard.
Plus, if he stays in that position, he's in good shape. But I think he's got pride, is at work with Tom Sneva this weekend. He really wants to win this race.
And the story's out. He's been canned. He won't be back in this car next year.
Which obviously is a pretty amazing situation to find yourself in, winning the national championship two times in a row and then getting fired, which is what it boils down to.
David, we got a great event for you this afternoon. You should be at the World's Strongest Men. It's going to be an automotive day today. They're going to be lifting Jack Benny's old Maxwell. Perfect event for you. That's coming up later this afternoon.
Oh, I don't know. I lifted a suitcase the other day. Quite easily, too.
Lead car, Danny Ungaius, building up about a second and a half advantage. We are 44 laps down, coming into 45. Pancho Carter trying to pull away from A.J. Foyt. Carter trying to stay just in front of A.J. as they come out of turn four. Andretti is running in fourth. Carter is running in the fifth position, and A.J. Foyt is in sixth.
That is a real humdinger of a battle. Four of USAC's absolute top names there.
Here's A.J., who is so great anywhere he goes. The English loved him, David. I know you were over here racing, but we were at Brands Hatch, and no driver impressed him as much as that gentleman.
Press reports of those two races in England were very, very complimentary. And the readers' letters were also very complimentary of the drivers and the racing they put on. Everybody really loved it. Well, these are four of the biggest names in USAC racing. Foyt, Pancho Carter, Bobby and Al Unser racing back there. And they're nearly half a lap behind Danny, which just gives you an idea of the class of Danny Ungaius.
Foyt is being threatened by Bobby Unser now. The Dan Gurney Eagle is pulled up and is running right behind A.J. Foyt. That is a real snarl back there in the fifth, sixth, and seventh positions. Ungaius' lead continues to seesaw. He gets it for a while. Now you see A.J. Foyt, and there is Bobby Unser trying to pull around him. Down the main straightaway. First you see that blue and yellow car, which is the rookie of the year, Tom Bagley. He's running directly in front of Super Tech's, the all-time giant, A.J. Foyt, in the Gilmore car. Ungaius in the lead.
He runs there much longer. The tech will be decidedly irate.
Sneva has pulled up on Ungaius. Sneva pulling back up on Ungaius for the lead. Incredible competition here today. 53 of 150 miles are complete. Ungaius going down that back straightaway seems to draw away, but Sneva's doing the catch-up here as they hit the third turn, and there is some banking there, and it's a little downhill. It's a strange track, but it's a track that the Phoenix folks love. They're on a football day out here with Arizona State playing not too far away. This place is packed, the largest crowd, and Phoenix International Raceway is on hand to enjoy this event. Ungaius still drawing away from Sneva at this point. The traffic seems to be bothering the Phil Casey prepared Black Beauty, number 25 of Ungaius. When it clears traffic, he's gone. He's right behind Todd Gibson out of turn four. Turns up the boost. Rutherford back in the picture again, directly behind Tom Sneva. It's been an on-again, off-again year for Rutherford. It started disastrously. Nothing worked, but the latter part of the year, Rutherford has come on strong. And there's Pancho Carter, gracefully swooping around an automobile, and that's the man.
Physiotherapy he went through last winter, it just absolutely defies the imagination. He absolutely made a mangled and broken body work again. A tremendously gutsy thing to do. He really hit the heart.
And there are the leaders pulling away in turns two, David. Look at Ungaius just sweeping away at 25 and 90, 100 seconds in his last lap.
Ungaius is really driving with his head far more now than he used to. He certainly used to drive with his heart, but under my own personal supervision, he's really come along, and he's going incredibly well. He's not taking any chance in the traffic at all because he feels he just doesn't really need to.
The word is he will run at least eight World Championship Grand Prix races next year for Ted Field, driving for Team Shadow, the Don Nichols team, replacing Hans Stuck, the German driver. So we'll have two Americans in World Championship Formula One racing next year. Don't forget the World's Strongest Man coming up later this afternoon. If you like cars, wait till you see those guys working on Benny's old Maxwell. I always wanted to say Bentley. It would have been more becoming of him.
It would have been better, yeah.
Rutherford trying to move up on the second place car. There you see Tom Sneva on the left side of your picture. On the right is the third place car, which is Johnny Rutherford. You talk about comebacks, that terrible sprint guy. Now Unser is pitting. Al Unser, number two, has pulled out of pit road, the car that was the first car to ever win the Triple Crown of auto racing, winning Pocono, the California 500, and Indianapolis is in the pits. It's not been a good year for them.
Well,
in the
short
track
yeah.
circuit. When you get off the 500 milers, now we're watching Andretti come in as Unser goes out. We're into pit stops, of which there should be two.
There's no doubt about it that the car of Al Unser this year has not been very good on the short tracks, but he's had an amazing run in the three 500s, obviously winning them all, and lying second in the championship as a result.
Andretti, the world champion, the first time Phoenix has ever had a world champion on their speedway. That little Nazareth, Pennsylvania campaigner who goes back for world title number two in 1979 on Gaius. Pulling away. Troncho Carter coming in, and the leader on Gaius is about to bring his car in. So we're into pit stops for the first time here as we bring you live coverage of the Phoenix 150. Tom Sneva is pitting. It looks like he's blown the engine. It's on fire. The man who's number one in the nation has to finish in the top 10.
It is on fire, too.
It is on fire. Now, watch. This is what happened just after his pit stop back on the track. And you can see it disassembling itself, going into turn three, David.
Well, that's the end of Tom Sneva's race today. I don't think it's the end of his world championship chances because Al Unser has still got to win this race at the moment. That's not on the cards, but it could happen.
On Gaius's pitting, we're under caution, for there has been a spin in turn two as well. There has been a spin, and look at on Gaius, furious. He wants that crew to go to work. Let's go to Brock Yates.
On Gaius has just rolled into the pits. They're checking all the rubber. It doesn't look as if he's going to need a change. Nobody has changed any tires so far, and he stops. He's taking on fuel. His usual taciturn self. He's got the engine stalled. He's got it started. It's refired. Car's in gear. They're pushing it away. A lot of wheel spin. Not a particularly fast stop, but he did do it under the yellow, so he's not hurt too badly.
16 and 3/10 seconds. John Cock in the Vignotti Patrick car staying out here. Remember, he's won two in a row on his track. He may be able to pull it off again today. We have a caution period on the speedway, and all the leaders are coming in at this time. Sneva had to finish in the top 10 today. Al Unser now has a crack at winning the national title, but he must win the race to pull it off. Al Unser in number two could pull it off if he can finish in first place. Now, wait a minute. Sneva coming back out. What's happened here?
I don't know. He must have just blown an oil pipe off.
Dropped the line. Did not disassemble.
Oh.
So there's the break for Sneva. A spin in the second turn has brought out the caution. It is a battle for the lead. That number four, the white McLaren, and the blue and white car, the Pat Patrick Wildcat, running in second of John Cock. Running third currently is A.J. Foyt. We're at lap 90. In the fourth position is Wally Dahlenbach, and running fifth is Danny Ungaius. Danny Ungaius holding on to the fifth position. 90 laps are now complete. John Cock trying for another win here at Phoenix, where he always does so well. Johnny Rutherford seeking his second win of the season is out in front of Gordon John Cock in the George Vignotti car. And there is George Vignotti watching as John Cock works on his second win of the season, if he can pull it off here today with a four-banger. Vignotti, who's had so many wins, hanging right in there with the Rutherford car as they battle for the lead.
Johnny Rutherford at the moment is following Bobby Unser. Has been for some laps, and that may be slowing him up a bit, which of course will all be to the good for Danny Ungaius, who is still about 14 or 15 seconds down on Johnny Rutherford, the leader. After that, there's Gordon Johncock, smiling man there, winner of Indianapolis,
1976 national champion, running in second place with the Pat Patrick Wildcat. His teammate Krisiloff still out here. Among the retirees, Bigelow is out, Simon is out, Gary Bettenhausen, George Snyder, Sheldon Kinser have retired. Rutherford in first by just a few car lengths over John Cock in second. A.J. Foyt in third. Wally Dahlenbach still fourth. And Ungaius is fifth. And Ungaius is being shown as one is in the same lap. As in the same lap. We have five cars still running the lead lap. And
well, Danny, Denny. Denny's about 15 seconds down on Rutherford, but it's going to be very tough for him to make that ground up because he has to pass all the fastest cars in this race to get to it.
They are coming to the two-thirds completed mark in the race. When they come by this time, 100 of the 160 miles complete. 1 mile track, Phoenix, Arizona. Largest crowd to ever be here at Phoenix International Raceway. Turned out on a beautiful day, and they're watching a whale of a race, and you can see the Rutherford car bobbling just a moment off those two bumps up in turn number four, and closing ground again is Gordon Johncock. Now there's Ungaeus, still trying to work his way around lap traffic. Remember, he's running in the lead lap, but he was penalized the lap for pitting when he wasn't supposed to. They're all supposed to stay on the track and pit at the same time. Unfortunately, it happened right at the moment when he was running out of fuel. It was pit then, or coast into the first turn and retire from the event.
Very unfortunate, brought about by a rule that not everybody thinks is all that sensible, really. It doesn't really have any tremendous merit. All it does is help the scorers. It's mainly aimed at helping the timers and scorers keep track of the race.
Johncock continuing to nibble away at John Rutherford. You know, Rutherford had such a bad start to the year. Just nothing worked right. And then all of a sudden at Milwaukee, you saw him on CBS come up with an amazing second-place finish as he defeated Dahlenbach and Krisloff, beaten only by young Rick Mears. Then he came to the Pocono race and took another second, then won up at Michigan. And since then, he's been right up on top, finishing in the top positions, winning but one. He could pull it off today for his second win of the year. There's the battle for the lead. Gordon Johncock in the number 20 car is sweeping up the outside, trying to move around the white number four as he's in heavy traffic. That is Bobby Unser directly in front of him, as well as the stock block car, the Roger McCluskey automobile.
Yeah, Roger takes up plenty of road when these guys are out there. Obviously, his car stock block is a good bit slower than these guys. It's very difficult to get around him. Rutherford maintains the lead, although Gordon Johncock closed it right down to what you see there, 1.5 car lengths. More traffic, more lap traffic. Coming off turn four, Jim McElroy. Bobby Unser gets under him. Johnny Rutherford gets stuck behind him as they go into turn two.
Almost touching Johncock and Rutherford. They headed out here before, and there was some bitter feelings on this track between Rutherford and Johncock. There they are, getting below the McElroy's number 26 up in turn three. One of them, anyway. It's still Johnny Rutherford's race. Gordon Johncock trying to move around McElroy and get back into it. Will Rutherford pull it out? We'll see. Can Dahlenbach make the comeback? There goes Johncock moving around the car, the lap car, to stay right with Johnny Rutherford. Johnny Rutherford looking for his 17th United States Auto Club crown. Stays out in front. There's a good look at this great campaigner out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Leading this race now, expanding on his lead to some 3.5 seconds over Gordon Johncock. There's Tyler Alexander and Betty Rutherford. Tyler Alexander, the crew chief for Team McLaren. And Johnny's wife, Mrs. Rutherford, intently at work in the pit area, as John tends to his knitting out here on the Phoenix International Raceway. David Hobbs.
Yeah, the two principals of the Johnny Rutherford McLaren efforts team there, Mrs. Rutherford and Todd Alexander.
Danny Ungaeus continuing to close ground. Ungaeus has passed Wally Dahlenbach. That puts him up to fourth. Remember, he was penalized a lap for coming into the pits when he was not supposed to. The pits had been sealed until the pace car had picked up the entire field, after Tom Bigelow had spun in turn two. But if Ungaeus had not pitted, he wouldn't be around at all. He would have coasted down into turn one and ripped the day off.
An incredibly bad break for him. There's Johnny Rutherford still leading the race fairly handsomely now from Gordon Johncock. But it's a very, very tough break when a guy runs out of gas and then gets penalized on top of it as well. And there's just nothing you can do about it.
Remember, if you were watching the telecast earlier, you saw Ungaeus coming in with his hands up in the air like he wanted to beat on something.
Shaking with
That's
frustrated.
When he realized he was in trouble. Here's Danny Ungaeus. Now, he's trying to close on A.J. Foyt. And Ungaeus is pitting again. Something is amiss with a 10-field car. Yeah. Danny Ungaeus pulls onto pit road. Car number 25, the Costa Mesa, California driver, is taking on rubber. When he came out of the pits after the penalty, he really smoked the wheels all of the old drag racing days when he was around with Mickey Thompson. And now they're changing right rear. Suppose he flat-spotted it?
They're changing both rights. I don't know. He must be feeling that those tires are going off, but he's taking it all. chance because he's still going to stop again. He has the fuel. He'll have to make a very short stop near the end now to fill it up.
114 of the 150 laps have been completed here at Phoenix today.
If he doesn't get on it, he is going to be a lap down. As Johnny Rutherford we just saw going by the pit start finish line there. There he is, going through turn two.
So at this juncture, I think we have three cars in the lead lap. They would be Rutherford, John Cock, A.J. Foyt. Here is Johnny Rutherford still leading in turn three. John Cock trying to get some ground on him, and the only way he can catch him is if Rutherford gets caught up in traffic. 16 cars still running. It's the last roundup of the season, and for Black Beauty, it's turning into a black day for Danny Ongais.
He's had some absolutely rotten luck this year, two or three times. He's led practically every race. In fact, I think he has led every race he's been in, and led for a long, long time, too.
There's the relationship between first and second. Rutherford right in behind the Bobby Unser car, Dan Gurney Eagle, which he is driving for the last time. The story is he will be moving on. Be with Roger Penske's team next year. And there is John Cock, nestled in second place. They say that he just doesn't have the punch with the four-banger to move in, but right now he's moving very, very well in second, sustaining second position. Number one is back in the pits. Sneva has just come back in another time. It's been an on-again, off-again afternoon. Remember, if Al Unser has any intention of winning the national championship today, he has to win this race. He is currently shown in sixth position, with Mario shown in seventh, Bobby Unser in eighth, and Chris Olof is in ninth. Underway one more time. Car number one, Tom Sneva, and there is Roger Penske out there crewing for the automobile on the headset to the driver. 119 laps have been completed of the 150. That was the top of the tap for car number one, Stevie. He should go home from there. We'll be back with more of the CBS Sports Spectacular live from the Phoenix 150 after this word from your local station. You're watching Johnny Rutherford. He may be getting ready to pit. Gordon Johncock is closing up on him. They are in the final fuel stop of the day. Bobby Unser has been in. The Penske cars have been in. And here we see number four, Johnny Rutherford, pulling away by about 15 or 20 car lengths out of turn number two down that back straightaway, the big roving D-shaped part of the track. Rutherford stays first. John Cock in second. Last pit stop. And John Cock is pitting. Gordon Johncock wheels in. Gordon Johncock coming in. Watches ready to click. And the Pat Patrick car is up in the air. Is it a tire change or just fuel? Tires. Right side rubber for Gordon Johncock. Rutherford in front. A.J. Foyt moving to second. On the watch, 20 seconds, 20 and 3 tenths as they change two tires and put on the fuel. And car 75, here's Todd Gibson slowing down. Will he get into the pits? He is slow, just about 600 feet from the top of the pits. He must be out of fuel. If he breaks down there, would bring out a caution. He's going to make it. Todd Gibson is in. There's number four, Rutherford, in tight traffic, and right behind him, A.J. Foyt. And Foyt, in number 14, is running the same lap. Rutherford in front, A.J. is in second. That is for the lead at turn two. Super checks, working on win number three of the season. The only man to ever win Indy four times, and don't you forget it, A.J. is really launching that Parnelli car late in the race. Here he comes, closing in. Right up underneath the McLaren automobiles. They come down the main straightaway. Andretti pitting. He's in. Let's get the watch on Mario Andretti's stop. Mario Andretti in.
No rubber to be changed. Getting ready to push out just fuel.
Andretti in the pits. A quick fuel stop. No tire changes. A bunch of traffic down here in the pits. This is the last stop of the day. Andretti being pushed away. And now we're going to wait for Johnny Rutherford, who has to make that last stop.
16 and 4 tenths seconds, 16.4. The stop on the world champion, Mario Andretti. Battle for the lead. AJ is there. The two Texans will begin to go at it. Lone Star, Johnny Rutherford in front. AJ right in there with him. They are running.
Here comes Rutherford now.
Rutherford comes in. AJ inheriting first place. Let's go to Brock Yates for the play-by-play as Rutherford comes in for his final pit stop.
Like a rocket. He's in here like a rocket. The fuel is attached. They're checking the outside tires. No changes. And looks like a very, very quick stop. He's away. Look at those tires spin. Yes, sir. Got to be about 5 or 6 seconds, Ken.
6 9/10 of a second. A beautiful stop for Tyler Alexander's team as the McLaren comes back out.
That was an extremely good stop. No doubt about it. AJ Foyt yet to pit for his last pit stop in his 150-mile race.
AJ screaming through turns 3 and 4. As he gets older, he simply gets better and more smooth with that Gilmore car. Next year again, he will be driving in the same machine, the Parnelli car, team of Bells, Melotich, Parnelli Jones, but it will be a Gilmore team car. McElreath is pitting his car. We are at lap 131. AJ first, Rutherford in second. Third spot is Dahlenbeck. AJ is steaming. He's trying to put a lap on Wally Dahlenbeck as he goes out of turn number one. So hard to come up with anything new to say besides he is the greatest when you talk about AJ Foyt.
Stock 61 car, pictures. 61 championship victories to his credit.
And there is the man.
Twice as many as his nearest competitor, really.
Trying to lap Todd Gibson as he comes down the main straightaway. John Carford on Gaius is still shown as fifth. On Gaius has gone a lap down in fifth place. Getting down to the end of this with 133 laps complete. We're at lap 136. Foyt coming out of turn number four. Will he come in? He has not come in. Comes down the main straightaway. He just gave a spot away to the Warner Hodgson car, McCluskey, who had qualified in the shotgun position on the grid back in 22nd. How long can AJ stay out there, David Hodge?
Well, I'm upset. He's 137 laps. He's only had one pit stop so far. He must be running on thin air out there.
Rutherford second. John Cock third. Two cars in the lead lap. Foyt crew standing ready. And AJ keeps on hammering. He's right in there behind the McCluskey automobile and now overtakes the Tucson, Arizona campaigner who is running an AMC stock blocker. Incredible performance by Foyt.
Foyt's crew are preparing themselves now, but this is it. I mean, can't be lost.
Drops down over the line. Up in three. Still has his boot in it. Stays on the track. Rutherford stays in second. Now, Rutherford has made his final stop. In fact, everyone but Foyt has pulled it off. And there is the second place car, John Rutherford. Showing AJ up in front.
And he is about 15 seconds behind Foyt, 20 seconds behind Foyt. So, Foyt's pit stop, if it can be quick enough, he can still maintain the lead, even stopping on green. And here comes Foyt into the pits
on the 139th lap, the end of it. Let's go to Brock Yates.
Here he is, the quick stop into the glass of water for Tex. They're not going to change that tire. They were ready for the tire change. It's a quick one. He's away and maybe what? All right.
Rutherford retakes the lead. Foyt going to second. Pit stop, 6 5/10 of a second. There remains 10 laps, 10 miles to go. Rutherford is now first. A.J. Foyt is in second. The Pat Patrick car with Gordon Johncock at the keyboard is in third spot. Here is Rutherford in front. Now let's get the interval between first and second as time runs out on the Phoenix 150, last race of the year. A.J. coming down out of turn number four, checking the interval, and it stands at 8 2/10 of a second between the first and second place car. Rutherford in a pretty good spot right now, David.
I wouldn't be fine being in that position with only 10 laps to go. It looks as if Johnny Rutherford's got this race all locked up.
I can say that with a fair amount of confidence. Obviously, we'll be proved wrong.
Pignotti checking his watches. Pignotti's car running as they have it in the third position at the present time. Showing his car in the same lap, the 142nd lap, but they're showing Ungaius in the same lap in the fourth position.
They've just given Ungaius an inboard, which I guess means that he's going to have to go in again. It's a very unfortunate afternoon for him to make one extra stop like that.
Meanwhile, A.J. Foyt comes charging behind this pack of automobiles, overlapping cars as he goes into turn number one. Interval now 8 seconds between first and second. So A.J. is really tearing into this racetrack in the final moments. There remain 7 miles to the finish. Rutherford is across the stripe another time. A.J. is caught up in traffic in this year. Pancho Carter, who fell off the pace about 40 laps ago, is overtaken, and it's now 8 9/10 of a second, almost 8 seconds even now between first and second. So Foyt is still the quick car on the racetrack, but Rutherford has the fat advantage. Traffic could be a problem, and it could be a problem right now. As you see, the car of Rutherford trying to move around Mario Andretti going into the first turn. There is Andretti just in front of Johnny Rutherford, trying to put the world champion another lap down. It's now 6 4/10 of a second as Foyt continues to reel in Johnny Rutherford, nibbling away at this car number four is Super Tex and the two Texans running first and second. Still trapped. That's a pretty good trap, though, because Andretti is running a fair clip.
Yeah, exactly. But in five laps, he's really got very little chance of gaining that time, but he is catching up. 5 3/10 seconds behind now.
Well, he's knocked off just, about 8 seconds in four laps. 7 seconds in four laps. Still in behind Andretti, Johnny Rutherford. Just on the verge of another win. Here he comes out of the corner, and they're getting back in traffic. And then behind Rutherford, it's clear sailing. Here's Rutherford down to the inside and not getting through. A.J. Foyt, interval. Checking off, we'll check it again up here. We have one car slowing down in turn number one. Here is Rutherford to the inside and not getting beneath Mario Andretti.
No, Mario's not going to give away easily at all. Mario himself running the seventh spot. Doesn't want to lose that seventh position.
Difference, 2 seconds. A.J. Foyt turns it all up. You see him in the back of the picture as they come down the main straightaway.
Rutherford gets by Mario. Phew, he must be breathing a sigh of relief now because Foyt's got to get past Mario before he can get at Rutherford.
There's A.J. Foyt, less than 2 laps to go. And when he takes the bit in his mouth, he can be very hard. Rutherford in front. White flag this time around. A.J.
right up with Mario.
Closing, and I think that could tell the story right there. He has to work the lap traffic. Rutherford has made his way through. Johnny Rutherford goes down into the back straightaway. Tommy Sneva's going to hold on to pull it all out this afternoon and become the national champion for the second straight year and lose his ride today. He may be going to Dan Gurney's team next year for sure. It'll be Bobby Unser driving for Roger Penske next year. Checkered flag. It is Rutherford, the winner. A.J. Foyt, the great come-from-behind effort that ends just seconds shy of catching Rutherford at the finish line. It's Rutherford first, A.J. second, Gordon Johncott coming across the line in third. Danny Ungaius fourth, Al Unser will finish in fifth, Dahlenbach sixth, Andretti seventh, Krysalov in eighth, Mike Mosley unofficially these numbers now in ninth position. So the winner today in the Phoenix 150 is Johnny Rutherford. Slowing his automobile down, he'll be headed into the victory lane area in just a few moments. Rutherford wins the last race of the year.
In the pits with John Rutherford. John, it was a little tight at the end.
Yeah, it was. It got a little squeaky. You know, we only had 40 pounds of oil pressure from about lap 125 or 30 on, so it got a little squeaky, but everything worked well, and we made it.
There was a guy back there in that orange and blue car. Did you see him in the mirrors at all?
Yeah, he's always back there. A.J.'s always real tough, and, of course, Gordon Johncock and all the guys that were just right there hammering at the back door, we weren't handling our best, but we managed to eke through.
Our congratulations on number two this season.
Oh, thank you. I want to say hello to Johnny and Angela back in Fort Worth, and we'll be home soon.
Yeah. Okay, from all the greetings from all of us down here in pit lane back there.
So it is Johnny Rutherford in first, and there you see a happy A.J. Foyt standing with Parnelli Jones in that white shirt down there. That's the famed Parnelli. And just to the left is A.J., and that was a day that won't be soon forgotten around Phoenix as Rutherford defeats Foyt at the end of the year.
Yeah, that was a great race, a tremendous, not much attrition, and a lot of lead changing, and I feel very sorry for poor old Danny Ongais.
And our congratulations to Tom Sneva, 1978 United States Auto Club National Champion, as he pulls it off here in Phoenix today to wrap up the year. For Brock Yates and David Hobbs, I'm Ken Squire. Hope you've enjoyed our coverage today, live of the Phoenix 150, where Johnny Rutherford reigns supreme with a magnificent ride for Team McLaren. Now let's go back to Dick Stockton.
Thank you, Ken Squire. So